Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's a new open, actually. That's pretty dope. Aaron Rupar from Public Notice Newsletter joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Cola Banker Hotline. What do you think of that, Aaron?
Hey, Henry, I missed the first part of what you said there. I just heard the last couple words.
No, I just said that was an even newer open. I said, what do you think of that?
It sounded so good that I think it blew up my audio there for a minute. I heard the first part of it and then your voice right after that. But I appreciate you guys have the personalized intro for me. That's really cool.
That's dope, man. All right, so let's dive into this. Several things I want to get to leading up to the interview, and then there was also something, there was some news a little bit earlier today that we'll get to as well. But the first thing that I want to get into, and you actually have touched on this already in your newsletter, so this is already in your wheelhouse, but, you know, stuff that I've seen throughout the week, talking about how the U.S. is really looking to miss out on billions of dollars as Donald Trump's policies are deterring overseas tourists, whether it's the deportations, the tariffs, all the stuff making the U.S. a less appealing destination. Kind of talk about what you've been seeing and hearing.
Yeah, we did a piece on this, kind of drilling down into some of the numbers here. And, you know, something like one out of every 10 jobs in the country is based on tourism in some form or fashion. And, you know, the estimates of what the losses are going to be annually, you know, are on the, you know, upwards of like $100 to $150 billion in revenue from lost tourism. And you can kind of understand, you know, why tourists are getting cold feet. I mean, there's been stories of, you know, Canadians who, for very minor infractions like overstaying a visa or, you know, not claiming things that you're coming to the country with, even if they're completely anodyne, you know, have been detained for, you know, up to a week. Some of them are held in like solitary confinement facilities. And, you know, there's all these horror stories that have been proliferating basically since the inauguration. And so there's just kind of that fear factor that something really bad could happen if you try and enter the country, you know, which is having a pretty obvious deterrent effect. Not to mention with Canada, who is the number one country for tourists to the U.S., Trump's rhetoric, you know, the annexation stuff, the Governor Trudeau stuff, that I think has played a role in kind of turning people off. So, you know, on top of the tariffs, on top of, you know, the policies that have been hurting the economy, some of Trump's rhetoric and I guess some of the policies in terms of the hardline immigration policies, the crackdown on the border, are also playing a role in, you know, really kind of deterring economic activity. And there's a lot of trickle down, not just with the people entering the country, but of course the hotels, the restaurants, the venues that are losing out on revenue too. So it's a little bit of an underappreciated aspect of how Trump, you know, is hurting the country.
Yeah, I just, you know, when I look at this, man, what's the biggest number that you've seen kind of maybe a guesstimate on how much America could lose in terms of tourism dollars?
The expert that we talked to for our piece said it was about $150 billion was his estimate. And, you know, he's a professor of, you know, basically, you know, he studies tourism as part of his, as part of what he studies at NYU. So, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot. That's staggering, man. And you know what? The average American might not say that that's a big deal. That's a big deal, though. That is, man, 150, did you say billion with the B?
billion. Yes, and to put this in context, you know, the savings that Doge has been promising is on the order of about 150 billion. So it's about the same. So, you know, all of this, the touting and the hype about Doge and the cost savings, when you put it in that context, you know, even taking their numbers at face value, and the Doge numbers are probably pretty highly inflated, even those savings are basically canceled out, you know, by the lost revenue from tourism. And one stat that I've seen is that the inbound flights from Canada to the U.S. is down 70% this year compared to last. And, you know, and that's also, you know, there's travel advisories for the U.S. in a lot of European nations at this point, citing, you know, some of the instances of people being detained at airports and, you know, just visa issues. And so, yeah, I mean, we're in the early stages of it, but it looks like this is going to be a theme going forward, just less tourism into the U.S.
All right. So walk me through this next story, Aaron, about Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan, who was arrested. What was it? Was it like 10 days ago or a week ago? And I think that a lot of Americans, yes, when they hear that on the surface, they're like, what? What the heck is going on? Kind of tell me where we're at with this story, with this case, because I know that she has since been suspended and charged with two federal counts on allegations of trying to help an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest.
Yeah, so the story here was there was an immigrant who was in court for an unrelated, you know, hearing of some sort, and ICE was tipped off to this, and there was, you know, they had some sort of, they wanted to detain this migrant, so they came into the courtroom, and Judge Dugan basically, you know, allegedly told the migrant and their counsel that, you know, there's kind of a back door that they could exit and evade the ICE agents. And so, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Trump defying the courts and judicial rulings. This wasn't really that. This was kind of an unrelated thing, but obviously there's a huge chilling effect here. You know, where if they're arresting judges, where does that end? You know, by all accounts, this is not a criminal act, you know, to basically tell, you know, someone in this situation how to exit without being detained by ICE. But this has been kind of the new policy of the Trump administration that they're trying to implement, which is basically that if, you know, if local judges, if local officials don't help them implement their agenda, that, you know, they're doing something criminal. So, yeah, she's been arrested. She was perp walked out of her courtroom, which obviously, you know, was kind of a spectacle in its own right. And that has a chilling effect as well. So we'll see, you know, if this is something that has any merit in terms of a conviction. It doesn't seem like it will. But, you know, in instances like this, it's kind of the process, the show of arresting a judge, marching her out of her courtroom that, you know, I think kind of speaks volumes.
Yeah, this is kind of a very scary situation, at least, you know, from my standpoint and of view with all of this going on. We're talking to Aaron Rupar, Public Notice Newsletter, here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, the next story that I wanted to dive in with you is just, or not even news story, because it's not new news, but with regards to the tariffs, what's your opinion of China's stance right now? Because they're just not backing down. Like they are staring down Donald Trump, and they're like, okay, make a move if you want to make a move, but you're telling the world that we're negotiating and we're working through things, but then that's not really a thing. Like, where are we at with this standoff?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, you know, the standoff with China would be less damaging if we hadn't basically started a trade war with the entire world. Because China, you know, obviously the trade war with the U.S. really hurts them because we are their largest export market. But at the same time, they are trying to make up with that by drawing closer to the EU, by drawing closer to some of their neighbors in Asia, you know, in fostering new economic relationships with other countries, whereas we are kind of pulling back from the world stage on multiple fronts. You know, we're also talking about, you know, tariffing the EU heavily. We obviously have tariffs on Canada and Mexico. And so, you know, China, I think in that way, kind of has a stronger negotiating posture than the U.S., where they're more proactively finding, you know, they're making up for the lost trade with other countries in a way that the United States is not. And, you know, that's been a weird thing where Trump, you know, keeps talking about how there's dialogue with China, they're negotiating, but then Chinese officials very consistently have said, no, we're not communicating with them, we're not backing down. So obviously, you know, it's hard to take the Chinese regime at face value that they're telling the truth, but it's also hard to take the Trump administration at face value that they're telling the truth. So, you know, who knows what's actually going on there. But the administration official who has been tasked with negotiating a China deal, who is Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, you know, when he's gone on TV and talked about this, he's basically said, you know, they can call me, but I'm not calling them. So, you know, it seems like if he is kind of the designated negotiator and he's saying that he's not been in touch, that's probably what's going on, is that there just isn't communication here. So, yeah, I mean, again, you know, I think China is in that way kind of has leverage over the U.S. because it seems like they are more proactively trying to make up for losses, whereas, you know, Trump's attitude towards all this seems to be that it's going to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. And that in some ways seems like he, you know, isn't really bothered by the downturn in economic activity, because I think, you know, he views this as kind of like a reordering of the whole economy in sort of a short-term pain, long-term gain scenario.
Let me ask you this, Aaron. Do you think that the media's job is getting even more difficult? And what I mean by that is that it seems as though with a lot of these news stories and the reporting, we never get the truth out of different people within the Trump administration. His spokespeople and press secretaries, they make up things. And then when he goes and has sit downs with 60 Minutes and all of these, not 60 Minutes, but who was it? Was it Terry?
ABC. Terry
Moran. Yeah. Like, it just, It's to me, it's media's job is so tough right now when you literally talk to somebody about things that are fake, like tattoos, and they tell the rest of the world, no, what I'm saying is correct.
Yeah, it's also hard to disentangle the lies from kind of the ignorance, like with the tattoo thing that you're bringing up, where Trump on ABC was saying, you know, about Abrego Garcia, that he had MS-13 tattooed on his knuckles. But Trump's evidence for this was an image that he posted on social media of him holding a printout of, you know, Photoshop image showing MS-13 on Abrego Garcia's knuckles that wasn't actually there.
Yeah.
So it's like, is Trump just lying, or is he really that confused about what's going on, or is it some combination of that? Now, I will say in the context of economic news, it's a little bit harder for them to lie, because usually there are numbers, you know, kind of underlying the news, whether it be the stock market or jobs numbers or GDP. You know, we may get to a spot before too long where Trump may try to even kind of cook the books on some of the economic numbers. That would not surprise me in the slightest, or exert more control over how they are calculated, how they're released. But we're not quite there yet. So, you know, I think with the economic news, it's a little bit harder for them to lie, but, you know, that's kind of a daily struggle for me, is to try and find where that line between kind of the malevolence, you know, the bad intentions that they have, and just kind of the overall ignorance and chaos, you know, where that line is. And with various some claims that he makes, you know, whether he's lying, whether he's confused, or both.
Yeah. Final thing for you. Trump, it sounds like, has ousted Mike Waltz as national security advisor. Just your thoughts on that, because that's like the biggest story of the day.
Yeah, you know, so obviously Waltz was the signal gate. You know, he was the guy who created the chat room that Pete Hegseth subsequently, you know, texted the war plans into, that a journalist was in. So, you know, in a normal administration, that would have been it for Mike Waltz right there. And then the chef's kiss was, I'm sure you saw this today, that Waltz, one of his last acts as national security advisor, was being in a cabinet meeting yesterday with Trump. And there were images circulating today where a journalist got a photo of Waltz during the meeting, and you could kind of zoom in. He was looking at his phone, and you could see that he was on signal during this cabinet
yep.
meeting. And, you know, you could even read some of the text, you know, that he had on his phone because he just had it out. So, I mean, that's just kind of like a chef's kiss, where it's like, I've never seen anyone in my life who loves signal as much as this guy loves signal, and he just can't stay off of it for some reason. But, you know, a lot of the reporting about what's been going on, both at the security apparatus and then over with the Defense Department, too, has been kind of hard to figure out exactly what's going on. Like, there's been allegations that a lot of the Hegseth aides were leaking. Some of the top deputies to be Hegseth were fired last week and accused of leaking. But it hasn't really come to light exactly what they were leaking or who they were leaking to, or if it's, you know, if the allegations of leaking are kind of a cover for something else that's going on. So I was actually kind of surprised that Waltz was the first guy to take a fall and not Hegseth. But it seems like there are leaks, you know, increasingly around Hegseth about some of the dysfunction in the Defense Department. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's next. And then, you know, the funny thing with the Waltz firing is that, I don't know if you saw, but J.D. Vance was on Fox this evening, and he was trying to spin it like, oh, you know, he just wanted to spend more time with his family. This is actually a promotion for Mike Waltz being the UN ambassador.
Sure.
So, you know, he was trying to reframe the whole thing as, oh, we weren't unhappy with Mike at all. He's been doing a great job. In fact, he's been doing such a good job that we need him for this different role. But, you know, again, that's pretty obvious BS.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap. Now, I mean, what are the odds? Do you think that Hegseth will survive 2025 in the role that he's in?
I don't think so, because when you start getting the cascading leaks that we're seeing, most of them about the dysfunction of the Defense Department, that indicates that there are people close to Pete who are not happy with how things are going. And so, you know, we saw this many times in Trump 1.0, where, you know, once you get the cascade of stories about, you know, dysfunction at the Defense Department and, you know, Pete Hegseth not doing his job and things like that, you know, it seems like you're kind of, you know, the ship is kind of sinking at that point. So I would be surprised. You know, the other thing that's going to be interesting is that the new role that Waltz is going to be in, the UN ambassador, that is a Senate confirmed role. So there are going to be hearings, and those will be very interesting, because you can be sure that Democrats will be asking about the signal stuff. They'll be asking about Pete Hegseth. So that to me was kind of, you know, I wondered if Trump had kind of thought that all the way through, because those hearings are going to be huge spectacles, and it's going to bring all of these scandals back into the news, and it will put Waltz in a situation where he's going to have to answer questions truthfully, or risk, you know, perjuring himself.
Yeah. Hey, before I let you go real quickly, how about those Wolves? How about those Wolves? Wolves in five.
That game last night was so satisfying, at least the end of it. I mean, it was kind of an ugly game, that I ended up pretty much consuming every Wolves podcast that I could and rewatching the highlights. And I think I was up until about 3 a.m. last night, just kind of basking in the afterglow. And now, you know, we get to watch Houston and Golden State tomorrow and kind of enjoy it, you know. And if Golden State wins, obviously that series will be fascinating with Jimmy, with the Draymond, Rudy Gobert feud, Steph Curry, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, it was a really fun Lakers series. The home games were amazing. And let's hope the run continues.
I'm hoping so, man. It should be a lot of fun. Hey, as always, Aaron, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yep, that's Aaron Rupar. Check out his newsletter, Public Notice. Does a phenomenal job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.